Blog Talk Radio.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful.
You are listening to Create to Learn, a nonprofit organization that brings educational content to the community. The views of this show are not necessarily views of Create to Learn or its management. For more information, log on to createtolearn.org. Hello, everyone. My name is Nick Kinneberg. I am currently a student at the University of California, Fullerton. I'm currently studying communications, and I'm doing an academic internship over the summer with Create to Learn. I'm excited to learn radio and work with nonprofits to help our community. Over the course of the summer, I'm going to be doing many interviews with nonprofits. For today's interview, I'm going to be interviewing Tracy Friedman. She is involved with the Green Dog Foundation, and she'll be sharing some important information about the nonprofit she's heavily involved in and the importance of rescuing dogs. This is a very exciting day for me because I adopted my little dog 3 years ago, and I can't wait to learn more about the Green Dog Foundation. Thank you so much, Tracy, for taking the time to talk about Green Dog Foundation.
Wonderful. I'm so happy to be here. What can I tell you about the Green Dog Foundation? Is that we are a nonprofit dog rescue established in 2012 by our founder, Chrissy Weathers. I got involved as a volunteer at the adoption events and found myself getting pulled into the organization as all of us are, as non-paid volunteers, 100% volunteer-based rescue, because the need is so great. And I found and I've learned that there's so many dogs across the country that are being euthanized, 2 million a year across the country alone, due to overbreeding, non-spaying, and fixing of your dogs. There's a lot of issues with the puppy mills just flooding the puppy stores, and the conditions are usually pretty horrendous. And ultimately, a lot of these impulse puppies from puppy shops end up in our shelter, along with a lot of the dogs that are not spayed and neutered end up as strays, abandoned or abused, end up in our shelters also. So a lot of these states, the coastal states, Texas, Florida, California, are heavily impacted with overpopulated shelters that lack the city or government funding to deal with the problem. Therefore, many, and I do mean many and most, are euthanized. In fact, the number one euthanized dog is the pit bull. Let's see, about 1 out of 600 pit bulls will ever make it out of a shelter. The second most euthanized dog is the chihuahuas. And so what our rescue does, we're mainly small animal, and we do sometimes take in some of the larger breeds. We have a 3-acre ranch in Lake Elsinore where we house a variety, about 35 dogs, and then the balance of our dogs in our rescue are housed and homed with fosters until they are placed. In doing so, we pull a lot of medical, and we pull a lot of seniors, and we pull a lot of high-risk dogs at high-kill shelters. And since we're nonprofit, we're always in a state of trying to fundraise. That's the biggest challenge is trying to catch up on your medical expenses, because our adoption fee, which is 100% tax deductible, does not even come close to covering our expenses of pulling, vetting, microchipping, spaying and neutering, and getting the dogs all up to date on their vaccinations.
Wow, I mean, it sounds like Green Dog Foundation is doing so much great work for the community and dogs, and just really spreading awareness of this to everyone out there who's looking or thinking about adopting? Because I know many people... Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, no, many people, like myself, I was not aware of how terrible the issues were, how ginormous the issues are, and the lack of education, understanding of how important it is to spay and neutering. And if we could just start there, just spay and neutering your dog, it's healthier for your dog to be spayed and neutered. We pull and rescue so many dogs that have many reproductive issues from not being spayed and neutered, and they cost thousands and thousands of dollars to fix. And people have to understand they're not a backyard ornament. They are a member of the family. They are pack animals. They have feelings. They have emotions. They just want to please. And so, unfortunately, when an animal becomes inconvenient, people just think of them as disposable objects. And that's where we come in as one of the rescues out there, is to pick up the pieces of these poor, sweet souls who haven't done anything wrong. And there's a lot the public can do. Once again, volunteering for a rescue, a nonprofit rescue like ours, Green Dog Foundation, and helping with the fostering program, helping with sponsorships and fundraisers and grant writers. We have a lot of needs, and we would love to have more people get involved so that we can save and reach more of these disposed and displaced animals.
Yeah, it sounds like it's a great opportunity for people that are looking to adopt, because I know personally, and I know other people that have adopted, everyone's kind of told adopt, not to shop. And can you kind of touch base on what that means specifically and what's so important about adopting a dog?
Okay, so adopt, don't shop is a saying, along with opt to adopt. And what that means is, instead of supporting your puppy mills and what we call your, quote, backyard breeders, if you buy at a puppy shop, what you're doing is you're supporting the industry that is not very well regulated, and hundreds and thousands of animals are cruelly bred over and over again. Their conditions are horrific, and all you see is the cute little puppy. Usually there's interbreeding. There's all sorts of health issues that arise from that. Going to a reputable breeder, if you must have a purebred, is really important. And so what we prefer and suggest people to do is support those that are alive and at risk to die than those who have yet to be born. There are purebreds, many, many adorable, precious purebreds, puppies, adults, dogs that have been previously owned and were surrendered, that have already housebroken and leash trained, and they're ready to go and have love to give. So, yes, we are definitely pro-adopt. If you're not going to adopt from a shelter, and the difference being you could go to a shelter, and there's so many in all of L.A., Orange County, and across the country, that you can go to, and you can let your fingers do the walking. You just go to adoptapet.com or petfinder.com, and you can search by your zip code, your breed, and you will find not only the shelters that have that dog, but you're going to find rescues, and some rescues are breed-specific. And from there, it would be better to support your shelters and get those dogs out of there and into a home. And the difference, again, being between shelters and rescues, you go to a shelter, you really don't know what you're going to get. You don't know behaviors. You don't know the health. And when we go to rescue a dog, they're like a box of chocolate. We don't know what we're going to get. We think we may be getting a healthy, fine, young dog and find out that it has all sorts of health issues that cost unexpected thousands and thousands of dollars. We do not return our dogs. We do not kill our dogs. We deal with it, and we have fundraisers. And because of that, our adoption fee does not change. So if our dog cost us $2,000, $6,000, $10,000, our adoption fee remains the same, and it includes that the dog is properly vetted, vaccinated, rabies, microchipped, fixed, and another big thing is the dental. Some of your dogs, the dental alone exceeds the cost of our adoption fee, which is $300 for adults and $375 for puppies. When you go to a rescue, they're usually in a home, and they're being taught some manners and walking and leash training and potty training. And so the difference being you've got a little more of an investment of a dog that's been worked with. You go to a shelter, again, you don't know what you're getting. However, if you do go to a shelter and it does not work out, people don't know this. When you return a dog, a lot of times they put them right down, because people will return them, they'll want their money back, they may say, oh, that nipped, or it was a little aggressive, and it's a death sentence. So rescues do not return dogs. Public, if you return them, you've got to be careful, because a lot of the shelters will just put them down.
Oh, that makes me really sad, thinking that that's how they just treat these dogs, like almost like they're worthless, because I'm such a dog lover myself, and rescuing my German Shepherd Corgi, which actually is quite the mix. I wish we could show pictures to our listeners, but it makes me so happy the work you guys are doing. That being said, where can our listeners go to adopt a dog in the future? And I know, like many shelters and other organizations, there's a whole process involved usually. Can you guys tell me a little bit about yours?
Okay, so for example, we were just at this awesome event. It was in downtown Tustin, California. We had gone to what's called the Chili Cook-Off, the 37th annual Chili Cook-Off. We had probably 50,000, if not more, people attend that event. Very successful. We were able to place and match up these awesome dogs with loving families. Now, for us, typically we do have our adoption events at Pets Plus in San Juan Capistrano, California. We're going to be having one this Sunday between 10 and 3 at Pets Plus in San Juan Capistrano. What you can do is you come and meet and greet, and if you find a dog that you really resonates with you, you feel a connection, we have you fill out an adoption application. Granted, rescues do a little more thorough checking than a shelter. A shelter may not ask questions like we do, but we do want to make sure that this dog will never, ever end up in a shelter or abandoned or in the wrong hands ever again. And after the application is filled out, then we do what's called a home check. We want to make sure the environment is safe, the fencing is secure, that the schedule and the type of dog you're getting matches the lifestyle of the people interested in adopting. And we're there to support the whole process. So if people get a dog and there certain things arise, we're there to support you and walk you through it. And we do give up to a week to 2 weeks to do a trial to make sure it is a good fit, because we do not want our dogs to be in a home where it's not working out.
That's amazing that you guys put so much effort in really locking down a great owner for the dog, and not just, you know, what some of the other shelters do and just getting rid of them to try to, I mean, I was told by someone that is pretty into the, she's actually going to school to be a vet, that Riverside just is totally impacted, and they have like hundreds of dogs and strays, and it makes me sick being such a dog lover, knowing that people just abandon and are cruel to these animals.
It's epidemic here. And just to let you know, it's not always the fault of the shelter. They're underfunded, understaffed.
Yeah.
There is political issues that go on politically within the organization. They have limited tools to work with. They have limited amount of money to spend. They are subjected to all sorts of diseases, parvo, distemper, kennel cough, which is highly contagious, and things do get out of control. Yeah, it's very sad, it's very tough, but it's a community issue, and it starts with us, and it does start with us being responsible owners to spay and neuter your cat, your dog. There are low-cost spay and neuter. There's free spay and neuter. Low income can qualify. There's so many things you can do. You can volunteer your time with a rescue or a shelter. But for us to continue doing what we're doing, and we're coming up by the end of the year, our goal is to have placed 500 dogs since our inception, is to have more people in positions of trying to be like a grant writer. We're looking for grant writers. We're looking for someone who wants to head up event fundraisers. We need more corporate sponsorships. The list is endless. We take donations, blankets. We do a blanket drive and share that blanket drive and beds during the holidays to all the shelters. And some of these shelters, they don't have air conditioning. They don't have heat. They're in horrible, critical weather conditions where sometimes animals freeze to death or they have heat stroke because the facility is in a low-income, depressed area. They don't have the funding. Inland is probably worse than some of the shelters in the closest to the coast, and they do need our help the most, both from the public and from rescues. But for us, we would love for people to come take a look at our website at greendogfoundation.org. Follow us on Facebook, Green Dog Foundation. We also have a nice following on Instagram under Green Dog Foundation. And to get involved, and anyone who wants to go and look on our website, we have dogs available now. We have about 14 more we're going to be adding to the website. And all we want to do is save the dogs we have now, and every time we place one, it opens up a slot for another dog. So, again, it is the kindest thing you can do. But education is key, and there are certain areas of California alone where it's just a dumping grounds. Hundreds and hundreds of dogs are just being abandoned. We know people that's all they do is they do stray rescue. And a lot in San Bernardino and Redlands, in the desert, and, you know, even in our L.A. cities.
Well, thank you so much again, Tracy, for taking the time out of your day to talk about Green Dog Foundation. And I really hope everyone listening can go online and find out more about the Green Dog Foundation and just make donations or get involved and help stop the cruelty to these dogs. And is there anything that we left out during this interview that you want to share with listeners?
I would say there's things that they can do if they want to contribute, not only directly by PayPal, greendogfoundation@gmail.com, but you can also select us for Amazon under Smile as your charity of choice, where a certain percentage of purchases go to our rescue. And in addition, link us on your Ralph's shopping card, your Ralph's grocery card. They also give a percentage to our organization. And if you need information on where to get your dog spayed or neutered, please call us at 951-609-0765. And we'd be happy to redirect you to any low-cost or facility or resources to help you contribute and be a responsible owner. So once again, please come to our dog event this Sunday at Pets Plus in San Juan Capistrano on Camino Capistrano Drive. And we will be there from 10 to 2. Come meet your best friend and come make a difference.
Sounds good, Tracy. Hopefully I'll see you out there in San Juan this weekend because I'm really curious and I really want to go check out the dogs and get my little boy maybe a brother or sister.
We would love that. And also, I would love to have an opportunity to talk about other issues that go on with dogs and neglect and dog fighting and resources on where to report these abuses There's so many areas that people can help besides just helping rescues and helping shelters. And I do appreciate this interview. Look forward to meeting you, hopefully this Sunday, in San Juan Capistrano at Pets Plus with Green Dog Foundation. And we are a nonprofit, 100% volunteer-based, and we welcome your donations. They will go a long ways. And by the way, the average cost for us to save a dog is probably between $600 and $800, yet our adoption fee remains at $300 for adults and $375 for puppies, and it includes all the vaccination, the spaying, the neutering, the microchipping. You couldn't, that's the best bargain. You couldn't do that on your own. And I appreciate and thank you for your time to have us as a guest.
That's amazing. I mean, just to put all that money and work into these dogs and to still keep the cost at $300 is incredible. And I can't wait to come out this weekend and see you guys and
thank you.
See these dogs. Thanks again, Tracy.
Well, you're welcome, and we do depend on donations to keep us afloat because we don't have the funding always, and so your generous donations is what we rely on, and I thank you again.
All right, and that'll be it for today's episode. Tune in next week for our next episode. Thank you.
Thank you.